Dirt Fastest Gallery is about 12:07 right now, and let me say we are going to have an exciting show here today. But before we get started, just want to tell you what the weather is out there in case you don't know. Right now it's about 56 degrees and very cloudy out there, and we are looking for a high of 66. Tonight, cloudy skies this evening will become partly cloudy after midnight, low of only 48 degrees. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high of 72. So that's what we've got going as far as the weather here. We are very privileged to have two people here from Piedmont Tech. And, of course, we love talking and finding out about all the different programs out there. And one that is coming on very strong, in fact, is going to be expanding, is the gunsmithing courses that they offer out there. Yes, Piedmont Tech offers gunsmithing courses. And, of course, we have Bob Costa here who teaches in the machine tool technology and, of course, is helping with the gunsmithing. And we have the new head of the department out there, David Berryhill, who has moved here from Texas to take over this program. So, David, how you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. And, Bob, how is it to be back in the orange chair here?
It's great to be back. I'm glad you asked us back here.
Absolutely, because things, they are changing out there in the gunsmithing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're expanding. We're getting a lot more interest in it since people are finding out about it, and that's where David comes in. We searched high and low for a program coordinator, somebody that could own the program and, you know, make it expand. So we're really happy that he's here with us now.
Absolutely. Now, David, what enticed you to come to South Carolina? You had your own business out there in Texas and building guns and whatnot. You've been a law enforcement officer. But what has enticed you to come here to South Carolina?
Well, I understand they have water here in this state, unlike Texas.
Well, we have a big lake. Where in Texas were you from?
My wife and I were living in the Austin area.
Okay.
And the weather was a big factor. Texas has had a really severe drought the last few years, and we just got tired of the heat.
Absolutely. So, okay, and he's already made it clear that nothing could compare to the heat out there, haven't you? That's what you were telling me when we were talking about that it was so hot, gets hot here.
Well, it's not Arizona hot, but...
We have a lot of humidity. I think that's the thing that you're going to find. We'll have a lot of humidity here.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a change.
Yeah. But we of course, all love it right here, and I think you've made a great choice coming to Piedmont Tech. What things, as the program coordinator, are you looking to change?
Nothing too major. My main objectives are to double the size of the enrollment and to raise the program to the level of the, there's a few other schools that have a national reputation.
You want Piedmont Tech to have a national reputation for its gunsmithing?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, you were telling me really on the, what, there's one in North Carolina that's a name recognition school?
Right. There's one in North Carolina, two in Colorado, one in Arizona, and one in Northern California that are as far as well known with a national reputation, if you will, and my intention is to put Piedmont's program on that same level.
Let's see, that was six. That would make us number seven, right? That would be a pretty. That's a pretty awesome.
Yeah,
goal.
We're in that small handful. Yeah.
Well, then not many schools actually have, or they have a very limited class in gunsmithing. If they do have one,
there are some limited schools, some correspondence schools, online, and things like that, but only a few that are really have a full-time, hands-on, professional instruction.
Sure,
curriculum.
Absolutely. Now, Bob, when you started the class out there at Piedmont Tech, what was the reason that it was started, and what was the concentration?
Well, we had toured Montgomery Community College in North Carolina. They had a pottery program up there. We went out and looked at that, and the dean at the time, we were both touring the school, and they had a gunsmithing program. I really didn't know about it, and we looked at each other and said, hey, we can do this at Piedmont Tech. And so
you already had the equipment.
We had the machine shop. We had the heat treating materials. All we had to do was set up an area so I thought all we had to do was set up an area to, you know, have gunsmithing classes. And we started out with one certificate that was two semesters long.
And that was to make a black powder gun?
And, yeah, it was basically designed real simple, teach people how to use the machine shop equipment, and then build a black powder gun. But as time went on, the students who were in the program wanted to more time out in the shop, so we added the second certificate. And as people came into the program, found out that they weren't interested just in black powder.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you were in reenactor or some of this stuff, or maybe learning the basics. But now you ran the class basically at night because it was the machine shop wasn't busy.
Right. That was another reason that we designed the program around the machine shop. It was there. It was in the evening. Not many students out there at night. So it was working out pretty good. Then we all of a sudden had a huge interest in the program. So we're definitely changing the program. We need somebody to own it and design it for more modern guns.
Absolutely, and I guess that's where you started advertising, and David ended up here in Greenwood, South Carolina. So what kind of changes are you looking for, David? I know one of the things you said is going to become a day and night program, I guess. Is that right?
Right. We're looking to expand our classes into the daytime and probably introduce a lot more modern firearms into the program. The Black Powder Rifle Project is a great gunsmithing project. The students learn all the basic hand skills of wood and metal and finishing and building a rifle. The problem is that after all that time and effort and building a nice rifle, a lot of the students just weren't all that interested in shooting a black powder rifle. So,
kind of hard to go out and shoot that one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
for deer hunting or whatever, right?
Yeah. Some people enjoy that, but
not the majority.
Right.
And of course, you know, there's such an interest in protecting ourselves and everything. In fact, I was reading over on your website, David, that was you built custom guns for people in all different, from individuals to, Navy SEALs and the whole nine yards?
I've built custom pistols for everything from guys in the military, special forces, to police officers carrying them as duty weapons, just average people that want them for self-defense or just for range use, for the fun of shooting.
Now, what do you think is the most important thing when you build a gun for somebody as an individual, whether it's a police officer or Navy SEAL? What's the most important thing about the gun?
Well, from that point of view, I think the most important aspect is reliability. If their life depends on that firearm, then that firearm needs to work every time they pull the trigger.
Sure.
And after that, there are ergonomics and cosmetics. You can make it look good and feel good, but if it doesn't work, then all that other stuff doesn't count.
If it doesn't fire when you need it to
fire.
Just to say it real simple here, folks. Well, listen, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about the gunsmithing program, how it's going to change, how it's going to expand, and how you can find out if this is something you'd like to do. So you stay right with us right here on WLMA. We'll hear a word from our sponsors. And, hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after this word.
Goodbye, gray sky, hello, blue.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery right here on the 72 Bypass. Hey, good news. Price of gold has come back up some. Right now trading at about $1,684. Tumbled first of the week and is now making the crawl back up. So if you've got gold, come see us. You know we're buying not only the gold, but the diamonds and the sterling silver and the colored stones. We pay for everything. We think that we shouldn't just buy the gold when you have other valuable assets with that piece. We pay for it all. So come see us today right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Well, we are talking with David Berryhill. He is the new coordinator of the gunsmithing program. Why are we talking about this? Because they're expanding what they're doing out there. Have you wanted to build a gun, different types of guns? Well, guess what? This program is expanding, and a lot of people are even looking at this as a second career, aren't they, David?
That's true. It's actually something you could even start as a part-time business. A lot of our students get into gunsmithing to run their own business. And that's how I started years ago as a full-time police officer and started my own gunsmithing business on the side, just part-time. And then as the business grows, at some point you may face the decision of which path do I take? Do I continue in my full-time job or continue expand my business and become a full-time business owner and gunsmith?
Well, I think one of the good things is, you know, as people go into second careers and everything, and since we all have to work so much longer than we used to have to work now, it would make a great second career.
I think so. I've been doing it for a few years.
Yes, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Now, because of the program and because we are talking about guns, is there any type of extra things that it takes to get into the program? I mean, to go to Piedmont Tech, you have certain basic rules, but are there anything extra that you need?
The admissions is fairly simple. We look for a high school GED or diploma, and you have to pass either a criminal background check or have your concealed weapons permit, which you have to have a criminal background check to get. Since you'll be in possession of firearms as we work on them, that's important to us. The other thing is the ability to work with your hands. We teach you everything from reading blueprints, using hand tools, machinery, safe operation of firearms, woodwork, metalwork, refinishing, everything from the basics to advanced gun works if you stay on for the second year program.
Now, in this new program that you're developing, what is going to be different about the program?
Well, as we mentioned earlier, one of our first projects was a black powder muzzle loader rifle. And some of the changes we're making in the fall is we're going to be, for those students that still want to, we'll have that project available, but we're going to be focusing more on modern firearms. A bolt-action rifle project will be the main project in your first semester. We're going to be introducing the students to studying the design and function and repair of handguns and shotguns also in the first year. Try to cover as many of the basics of understanding how firearms operate, and which makes it easier to understand how to repair them. Mm-hmm. in the first year. And then in the second year, we get into more advanced subjects, more of the refinishing. They build a custom rifle pretty much from scratch, a block of wood and the action, but everything else, a custom barrel, a lot of metalwork, a lot of hand woodwork, and you wind up with a very nice rifle at the end of there. And another in their second semester, in their second year, we're going to give them a lot of options, some type of a major project to work on. Just sky's the limit. You know, if you have an idea, we'll listen to it and coach you along the way. And we want to see students really reach out and expand their horizons. We're also going to be adding, we have so many students now coming out of the military, we're going to be adding the AR-15 rifle, which is the civilian version of the M16 or the M4 that the military is using, and Glocks and SIGs and a lot of the other modern pistols. Still, our roots are in a lot of the traditional gunsmithing. If you don't have your woodwork and metalwork down, it's hard to go beyond that, but we're going to be adding a lot more modern firearms, a lot of modern techniques as well.
He also added a new course in there, which is really good, which goes right in with business. He's going to be teaching gunsmith business
for gunsmiths, because so many of our students go on to run their own business. I put together a class where we're going to teach everything from the requirements, the legal requirements to run your own firearms business, the licensing, both the federal and local, how to design a website, how to advertise, taking photographs of your firearms for your website, all kinds of...
All things you did in your business.
All the things that I did in my business.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, there are essential parts to doing that. But what do we think the future of gun ownership is going to be? I mean, there's a lot of question as to what is going to happen with owning guns and everything. What do you think, Bob?
As far as I can see, that we're going to maintain our right to bear arms. I think there's going to be a lot of changes as far as other countries, borders, and things like that. We're going to see that affected. And maybe some tighter controls on any automatic weapons. I think it's hard to get a handle on that. I really don't know all the problems that they have controlling this,
So what are you talking about, Fast and Furious here?
Yeah, right, exactly.
We've been following that, and Trey Gowdy is one of our call-ins on the politicians. He's actually on the board with ISA, who is dealing with that. We've had a lot of conversations with him about that.
Yeah.
What do you think, David?
This way, sales of firearms in the last few years has exploded almost to the point
I wonder
where,
why.
Almost to the point where it's hard to get inventory of firearms, parts.
Well, ammunition
tools,
isn't that very hard to get. Yeah.
And even if there were a restriction on sales, there are millions of firearms out there that people own that are still going to need repair work done, custom work for those that want it, things like that.
Absolutely. So there's a lot out there, but I don't suppose you learn how to make your own ammunition, do you?
No, we haven't gotten to that point yet.
I just thought because that's one of the hardest things to find sometimes is the ammunition.
Yeah, we haven't had a good reloading class yet. I think we offered one when we first started the program, but that would be part of it. At least reloading and how to load for your particular gun. And
it's a lot more common than you'd think. There are a lot of people that reload their own ammunition.
It's a lot cheaper.
Well, it's a lot cheaper.
They have a lot of money buying, and even the components these days.
What do? Run around and pick up the shells afterwards? I have no idea. I'm not a gun person.
You'll see people at the range picking up their empty brass cases after they shoot. They're hoarding them, and then they take them home and reload them.
Okay. All right. So I guess you know how to do that too, huh?
I do. I've done some reloading in the past. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time in a two-year program to teach as much as we'd like to. We're going to cover the some fundamentals about different types of ammo. You know, in the handgun class, the students will learn about handgun ammo, in the shotgun class, shotgun ammo. But we just don't have the time to cover reloading.
Yeah.
And we had thought about doing that maybe as a continuing ed class, special class in summertime or at some point.
Well, that
point
could be
in
interesting,
time.
Yeah. Just kind of tamp it all down. No, I don't know.
No.
All right. Well, we are here. We're talking to Bob Koster and David Barry Hill here. Listen, Bob, what do you think? What is the fascination with guns?
As far as I can tell, you're able to touch something from afar.
You mean when you shoot at something?
When you shoot at something,
okay.
Right? And you also, you know, you got that.
Power?
Where but you're competing.
Right.
You're competing against yourself. You're competing against others if you're shooting at a range. And for people who like to have things just perfect, I mean, it's a great hobby because you can tweak things. You got so many variations and variables in the gun, in the ammunition, in the weather. So all this stuff is great. It's a great sport.
Great sport. What do you say, David?
I think the reaching out, he really nailed it. To be able to see that target way down there and reach out and touch it. And also, there's a lot of shooting is a lot of a mental sport. In a lot of ways, it's similar to golf. It's not so much a physical as the focus on your sight alignment and your trigger pull. If you want to hit that target, you know, the more focused you can be, the more accurate you can be. And from a self-defense perspective, it can be very empowering to realize that you have the ability to defend yourself.
Are you saying I have the power?
Sure. You know, there's the age-old saying is God created man, Colonel Colt made him equal.
All right. Hey, we're here at Sharp Facets. We're going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after the news.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk Radio Station.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday.
Oh, that's right. We're back here, and yes, I'm Ann Eller, and I'm here with Bob Costa. And I'm here with David Berryhill. They're here with the gunsmithing program out there at Piedmont Tech. So would you like to learn to gunsmith a gun? Would you like to learn all about it, read blueprints and all this type of stuff that goes with it? Maybe have a second business or maybe make it a career? It is an excellent program. I know several people out there that are in totally different careers that are now taking the gunsmithing as a backup career.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
This is great part-time. And you can set a shop up if you're interested in doing that. You have a small area in the house or in your workshop.
How much would it cost to set up a small shop, roughly? Just roughly.
You could get by with a few hundred dollars of hand tools, but to really to take it seriously, you need to invest a few thousand dollars and buy some machinery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you shop carefully, you can always find used lathes and milling machines. You can make a lot of your own tools. We teach some of that as well. It all depends on how serious you want to get about it. You can get by on a budget, or you can spend all the money you want to spend.
It's kind of like this hunting thing that guys have. They always need the top-notch tools, and they always need to buy something else because they're going to be out there hunting and killing and bringing home the food on the table. I've heard this one for years. Well, that sounds really good. Now, David, you, of course, are expanding the program out there. When exactly will the program expand? Will it be in the spring or in the fall? Or
We're going to start with new curriculum in the fall.
In the fall?
We've moved some classes around and put a lot more beef into the program, a lot more content, a lot more firearms, a lot more on the instruction side, and also we're going to be asking a lot more work from our students as well. It's a big commitment.
Big commitment. And this will be a two-year program now?
We have both a one-year, which is our basic certificate, or a two-year program. They take the same first-year program, and then they can stay on for a second year and get their advanced certificate. And you can even get an associate degree if you want to take a few elective courses, some math and English and other electives. You can get an associate degree with your gunsmithing.
Now, how much money can you make doing this if you made a true commitment to being a gunsmither?
A lot of it depends on the individual. I always make the analogy of a car repair. You can do everything from oil changes and tune-ups, or you can be the guy that does the custom hot rods and paint flames and the big tires and you know, full race engines. It's really where you want to be, the market you want to go after, your own skills and abilities.
Okay. So you could do it just on the side, or you could really jump into it. Is there a good market for a good gunsmith, or one that does the flames and the whole nine yards here?
I've never had to advertise. Let me put it that way. If every guy that I know that did the same type of custom pistol work that I was doing doesn't advertise, has waiting lists that are several years long, and can basically turns work away because there's more work available than they can handle.
So then you're telling us that is really a good field to get into if you have the talent and you like that type of thing.
Absolutely. And like I said, the type of business you run, the beauty of it as a small business is you want to focus on doing general repairs. There's a market for you. If you want to focus on competition guns, there's a market for it. If you want to focus on custom rifles for the guys that, that spend thousands of dollars going on African safari, there's a market for it.
So the market is wide open. What do you have to say, Bob, about all this?
We have several of our graduates from the program that have set up their own businesses.
You know, are they starving?
And I don't believe Bo Smith is starving.
And one of our students is doing quite well. He's expanding rapidly. He just bought a company that makes the rifle receivers, and he's moving them from Montana to here. And he's already got a waiting list for custom rifles.
Wow.
And talking about people in our program, can I give thanks to our part-time instructors?
Absolutely.
There's Harry Eirich up in Ware Shoals, and Bob Collier, and Bill Jacobs from down in this area, and they've helped maintain the program for all these years since we got it started. And
about 5 years, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And so we've had our trials and trying to figure out how to do things, and now with Dave here, we can kind of solve some of the issues as far as scheduling and things like that. So
fine tune the program.
Yeah, we definitely couldn't do it without instructors, and we'll probably be adding a few. So if you have some background as a firearms instructor, You can find me on the college website. Look for the gunsmithing program and get in touch with me.
And what's your telephone number? You have a telephone number here?
Yeah.
He's got a telephone number. Bob, help him out.
941-8753. I believe that's it right there.
941-8753. All right. Well, listen, David would definitely like to talk to you. If you've got a background in any of this, they are going to be expanding it. Now, what will the program actually run? It'll be running day and night, or just days, or what are you looking at?
Well, currently we're just teaching classes in the evening. We are going to have a...
In the fall, will you be changing that?
In the fall, I think we're going to be expanding. Because our enrollment has grown, we have more students than we have room for in the shop.
Sure.
And in the past, we've had the luxury of having both the first year and the second year students in the shop at the same time. And now we're going to have to stagger the classes because of our shop space. So we're probably going to be starting classes in the afternoon and running them all the way through the evening, depending on whether you're in the first year or the second year program will depend what days of the week you'll be attending.
What the schedule is going to be,
right.
But you will be expanding it. Bob, what do you think about what's happening with all this?
Well, since Dave's here, he actually has been working on getting some more space out at Piedmont Tech. And,
well, you have a small area out there. I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been working with the dean of our area, and the college seems to be maybe going with this. So we hope to expand the area and maybe have two larger shop areas to work with. But we'll see how that works out.
Absolutely. Well, this is exciting stuff out there at Piedmont Tech. Although, you know, one thing you've got to say about Piedmont Tech, if there's a need and they can see their way, they always make it happen out there. How long have you been out there, Bob?
June, I'll be there 23 years.
23
and,
years.
Yeah, and it's been great. I've loved it. It's just like any job. It has its ups and downs, but, I enjoy teaching. And that's especially with metalwork, stuff with my hands. So, that's what I enjoy, and it's worked out that way.
And Piedmont Tech has been very receptive to what it needs to make these programs good, whether it's the machine tool and technology, the nursing program, any of the programs out there. They're very, very, they want to do the best for their students.
They've taken care of our program, again, as far as space goes, we're limited with certain things, but as far as backing up the programs and being receptive to the ideas of departments, they just really work well with us.
Absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We are talking to Bob Koster and David Barry Hill right here. We're talking about the gunsmithing program out there at Piedmont Tech. And if you have questions and would like some more information, you can go on the web, but you can also call David at 941-8753. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Goodbye, gray sky.
The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best. From 1/4 carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass, Greenwood.
Here at Sharp Passes Gallery on the 72 Bypass, we are talking about the gunsmithing program out there at Piedmont Tech. Do want you to know, it looks like a little bit of sun is breaking through, but right now it is 56 degrees out there. Supposed to get a high of 66 and just stay mainly cloudy. And tonight it'll be mainly cloudy, changing to partly cloudy after midnight. And tomorrow, maybe some sun, although it'll be mainly cloudy, high of 72. While we're here and we have a second, we're also going to check what's happening. Has the price of gold gone up or gone down? What's happening? You know, when gold was up there, I told everybody, don't expect it to stay up there. And I was right. Okay. I hate it. Okay, but gold right now trading at $1,682, and silver is at, where are we at? We are at, silver is at $33.29. So if you've got it to sell, if you need the cash, you know where to come. Right here to Sharp Facets Gallery. We pay the most because we value what you bring us. That's right, right here at Sharp Facets. If you've got a question about gold, give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613. By the way, got some great diamond deals right now. All diamond solitaires, half price. Come take advantage of it while you can. Now, speaking of that, diamonds and everything, David, did you come alone or did you bring a wife? Or?
I brought my wife, Lisa, with me from Texas.
Okay. And did you bring her willingly or did you have to?
No, we were both ready to leave the Texas heat.
Yeah, okay. And what does she do?
After a career in retail management, she now runs her own custom window covering business, where she makes custom window drapery panels.
Window treatments.
And other stuff. She works with designers. She works with homeowners.
Wow, that's cool. That's a good business. Tough business. Of course, right now, I guess a lot of people are redoing their homes and everything, so a good business to be in. And her name is Lisa Berryhill.
Correct.
And does she have a phone number?
You can find her at berryhilldrapery.com.
Berryhilldrapery.com. So check that out on the web and see that type of thing. She's new to the area, so let's make sure that we give her a welcome. And if you need some work done, check her out on the web. That's right. Berry Hill Drapery?
Berry Hill Drapery.
Yes, okay. BerryHillDrapery.com. All right. So you have moved here, and do you have any children?
We have a daughter. Shout out to my daughter, Carmen, who's still living in Austin, Texas, where it's already breaking the 90s, I think.
Yeah, and today it's 56 right here in Greenwood. And I understand you have two dachshunds, too?
We have two very spoiled dachshunds.
Okay, all right. And their names are?
Lily is our white dachshund, and Greta is the red one.
Okay. Lily and Greta. All right, you heard it first right here on WLMA. You know me. I'm always looking for details here. But now let's talk about what's coming up this summer. You're going to be teaching some classes out there this
summer?
Right.
We're going to be teaching two of our regular semester classes we're going to be offering this summer. One of them is our machine shop and metalwork class for gunsmithing, where the students are going to learn everything from using measuring tools, hand tools, and machine tools that are going to be used for the rest of their gunsmithing career, and also the handgun class, where they're going to learn the design and function, how various pistols and revolvers operate, how to do repairs and some modifications.
Cool. Now, do y'all do anything with the history of gunsmithing or anything? You know, I think some of that is really fascinating, particularly when you see all the different sizes of guns and types and everything.
We cover a little bit of history of not so much gunsmithing, but the history of firearms going all the way back to the invention of black powder and how firearms developed over the years from essentially hand cannons to...
Hand cannons.
They were small cannons that were attached to a stick, and you lit the fuse, and they were
stand back.
They weren't that, fortunately, they weren't that accurate. But from there, they developed into the flintlock and some of the muzzle loaders to the modern metallic cartridges, and the Civil War, the history of the development of firearms all the way to the modern era. We cover that.
Okay. Why do you think that's a Second Amendment right? Why did we have to have that as a Second Amendment right?
Well, if you understand the history of our country revolting against England, it was a fight for personal responsibility, for personal freedom, and the Second Amendment is what puts teeth into the Constitution. Without that right for an individual to defend themselves, from what's the oath that people take is to defend, I swear I'll protect the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic.
As a former police officer, how do you feel about that?
Well, most of the officers that I worked, many of them are very pro-gun.
Pro-gun for the enemy?
No. You got to understand, I was a police officer in Los Angeles during the L.A. riots that happened during Rodney King, and I stood there with a lot of store owners that had barricaded their storefronts as the neighborhoods are burning down around them, standing in front of their stores with shotguns to defend their businesses, to defend their way of life.
So you really saw the essence of the Second Amendment.
Absolutely. What could be more important than that? The ability for an individual to defend their own livelihood, to defend their own property.
Absolutely. How did you feel that all came together? Why did that all come together like that? In a short answer.
That's a complicated question. I think it was just a lot of frustration that rose up, and a lot of it was a misunderstanding, probably poor selective coverage of the whole Rodney King incident. There's a lot that happened during that traffic stop. With the police officers, and when they wound up arresting Rodney King, that was not regularly shown in the 30-second sound bites that
Sure.
were played over and over again.
Absolutely. Well, there is always a lot of sides to things, and we don't always get to see it, and the media does decide what they want to show, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's true. And have you enjoyed this interview here today, David? I need to ask you this since we didn't start out too well today.
I was a little tense at first, but I think I'm a little more comfortable now.
Okay, that's great. All right, well, you're going to be teaching a couple of classes this summer. I guess people can sign up now?
Not quite. They'll be posted on the school website when summer enrollment begins. It should be pretty soon.
Coming up, yep.
Okay, so make sure you check that out. And I understand you're going to be teaching, Bob, an interesting class here at Piedmont Tech in Continuing Ed.
Yeah, it's a class I've done before and had a little bit of interest in it. It'll be in April. I'll be doing that for 2 weeks, a little beer brewing class.
Beer brewing.
Yes, Zymergy.
Okay, all right. So if you want to know the art of it, you can check that out. I'm sure that's a very popular class.
Yeah, I think so. A lot of people are very interested in it. It's another little talent that you have, and you develop, just like gunsmithing, there's little different things you can tweak and change the outcome.
Is it too early to sign up for that class?
Can I? Yeah. This is through Continuing Education, so make sure you contact Continuing Ed for these classes.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've got a lot of great classes coming up. I was looking at some of the classes for kids, the summer camps that they're going to be having, a cheerleading camp and a princess camp and a gladiator camp where you learn all about all different sports and everything. I was talking about those on the I Love Ann show the other day.
Yeah, we're offering some industrial camps also, so we'll have some kids come out and see what a CNC machine is like, and do some it's about a 4-hour class in our area, and we show them the basics of modern manufacturing.
Now, what do you think about the future of manufacturing here in the United States? You know, Bob, there's so much conversation. Can they actually bring manufacturing back here? What do you say?
I say it's coming back already. I've just, for maybe the past 4 years, it's been on a decline. Last year or two, it's kind of what I expected. All our manufacturing seems to be increasing. We're getting a lot more companies, and I just know about my area, but as far as metalworking, it's going to be great. It's going to be great, and somebody who wants a decent career in machining or CNC work, anything in the manufacturing areas, this is a good time to be learning that stuff.
We do the you teach the design side as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do some engineering graphics classes. The engineering people out there were kind enough to let me teach an AutoCAD class this semester, and I enjoy doing that. But we have the engineering department, our industrial, automotive, machine shop, welding, HVAC, and all our building construction. I mean, so many
all
things.
All of those you can come out and go to work.
Right.
That is the big thing about that. You can come out and go to work.
Right, and the enrollment is increasing in all of them. I think people are understanding that, along with manufacturing, I think that's the only way we really make money in this country is manufacturing. And everything else comes off of that. So with manufacturing coming back, I think everything else is going to be coming back. So it looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good. What do you have to say there, David?
You know, it's great to see the, students on campus learning all the skills that Bob was talking about, everything from HVAC to engineering and manufacturing, learning skills that they can put to use right away, as soon as they finish. Some students, even before they finish,
are doing very
Definitely.
Well and earning very decent wages. Well, listen, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you here, David Berryhill, Gunsmithing Coordinating Program Director here, and Bob Costa. It's always good to have you on the show here today. I certainly hope the next time we call, you'll come out and see us again here, David.
Well, thank you, and I want to thank everyone at the college, everybody from Bob all the way up to the president, Ray Brooks, who's been incredibly supportive of not only me personally, but the gunsmithing program.
Out there at Piedmont Tech. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Hey, if you have any questions, you can call Dave Berryhill, 941-8753. That's 941-8753. Thanks for tuning in today. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.